It's a joy to be with you again this morning.
今天早上很高兴和大家在一起。
Thank the Lord for a beautiful day He's given to us.
感谢神给我们很好的天气。
I enjoyed the songs we sang this morning.
我很喜欢大家今天早上所唱的歌。
Especially when I knew the words to sing.
有些时候当我看到这个我会唱的时候就更高兴。
That always helps.
对，当你把这个字幕打出来，这样真的看得很有帮助。
I like the songs. I don't know if they were chosen before or they knew what the message was going to be, but they just really, really fit wonderfully with what God wants us to talk about this morning.
我不知道是不是大家那个选歌的人知道我今天早晨的信息，所以但是他这个歌呢，跟我今天早晨讲的信息是很配合的。
We're looking at John chapter 14.
我们今天要看的经节是约翰福音十四章，在你的周报上有。
Verses 15 through 24.
在十五节到二十四节。
As you're turning there and looking,
you can
share. They'll be on the screen, I think, as well.
那个屏幕上也会有。
We're just a couple of Sundays removed from that wonderful day we celebrate every year called Easter.
我们刚刚就是我们很就是复活节庆祝复活节两个星期之前刚庆祝过。
And yet, every Sunday we celebrate Easter.
但是其实我们每个星期天都在庆祝复活节。
He arose.
他已经复活了。
If he had not risen from the grave, we'd have no reason to be here.
如果他没有复活，我们今天就没有原因待在这儿。
Many people don't realize he has risen.
很多人好像没有意识到我们的主是活着的。
That's what happened that day when Mary had went to the tomb to put some spices on his body because he had been buried the day before.
所以那天就是玛利亚，为什么抹大拉的玛利亚就带着香料要去膏抹他的身体，因为他在头一星期五的时候被埋葬了。
You remember when she arrived at that garden?
你记不记得他到了那个花园以后
？The stone that had been put across the entrance of that grave had been moved.
那个墓石呢已经被挪开了。
And she wondered what had happened.
她就在想发生什么事了。
And in her wonderment, she didn't see that someone was standing close by.
然后她甚至没有注意到她旁边有个站了一个人。
And when that person stood by close by spoke, she.Asked, "Where have you taken the body of my Lord?"
当那个人给他说话的时候，他就问那个人，他说：“你把我主的身体放到哪里去了？”
I would have loved to have been there that day to have watched her expression.
然后，其实我真是希望我能当
场
在当
场。When the one who spoke to her was Jesus Himself.
就是在场能看到他的表情。其实那个给他讲话的人就是主耶稣。
And he called her by her name.
然后主耶稣叫他的名字。
And she recognized that voice.
然后他听到那个声音，他认出来了。
She went that day sorrowful.To the tomb, but she left very happy, very glad.
然后她去那个坟墓的时候，她是很难过的。但她离开的时候，却是很非常充满了喜乐，充满了高兴。
Let's see what the scriptures tell us this morning.
然后今天早上我们来看圣经给我们怎么讲。
And we will have them read to us at this time.
You want to do it all together?
No, you can just.
Okay. 我现在来读一下，就是。你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在，就是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受的，因为不见他，也不认识他，你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。我不撇下你们为孤儿，我必到你们这里来。还有不多的时候，世人不再见我，你们却看见我，因为我活着，你们也要活着。到那日，你们就知道我在父里边，你们在我里面，我也在你们里面。有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的，爱我的也必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他，并且要向他显现。犹大问耶稣说：“主啊，为什么要向我们显现，不向世人显现呢？”耶稣回答说：“人若爱我，就必遵守我的道，我父也必爱他。”并且我们要到他那里去与他同住不爱我的人就不遵守我的道你们所听见的道不是我的乃是差我来支付的道
These words that you have just heard read were spoken just hours before the greatest event in the world and in history
这些话呢是在这个世界上最重要的人类历史上最重要的事情发生之前几个小时说的
It was the time of the greatest act of love
这个是一个人世间所能展现的最大的爱。
Namely, it was the death of the Son of God in the place of sinners.
就是神替我们这些神替这个罪人死在十字架上。
So that everybody could receive him.
所以这样的话，每个人都能接受他。
And believe on him.
或者来相信他。
And be forgiven of all their sins.
他的罪得赦免。
And be accepted as righteous by him to the never-ending joy, never-ending joy of eternal life.
就是能够有这个神所赐给我们的公义，能够有这个永远的福乐。
He talks about love.
他在讲到爱。
And he has a special love for his own.
他对他的子民有特别的爱。
And there's two introductory thoughts I want to leave with us this morning about what Jesus says here.
我有两个序言想要讲这个耶稣到底在这里讲的这个爱是什么意思。
He makes it very plain that the gifts he is promising to us here are not to the world.
第一个，他是在这里所说的应许的这个礼物，是不是说对整个世界的？
Or to say it another way, the love that he promises us here is not a love that he has for the world.
他在这里所应许的要给我们的爱，不是他这种对这个整个世界的爱，是不同的这两种爱。
Now we all know that wonderful verse of John 3:16.
我们都知道约翰福音三章十六节。
God so loved the world.
神爱世人。
That's about the love of God.
这个是讲到神的爱。
He did give his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him doesn't have to perish but have everlasting life.
是凡神爱世人，使一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
But this passage we've read earlier is about a love where there are gifts, and God reserves those special gifts just for His own.
这里讲到刚刚我们读到那些经文，这里讲到的爱是神给，是特别的给属他的人的一种爱，是专门是留给他的，还有这种礼物也是专门给属他的人的，是不同的。
Look back at verses 16 and 17.
在十七节和十八节讲
到。I'm going to ask the Father, He'll give you another helper to be with you forever.
他说你。我向父求，父就给你们另外一个礼物，就是做你们的安慰，做你们的帮助者。
Even that Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him.
他说他这个确实这个真理是世人所不能认识的，因为他们没有见他，也不会接受他。
Jesus says, "You know him because he lives and dwells within you, and will be with you."
主耶稣说你们会认识他，因为他会跟你们同在，你们也认识他。
Verse 19, yet a little while, and the world will see me no more, but you will see me.
他说十九节讲到还有不多的时候，世人不再看见我，你们却看见我。
Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world?
犹大不是加利人的犹大就说主啊，为什么向我们显现，不向世人显现呢？
So it's very clear in verses 17 and 19 and 22 that the gifts of intimacy and help and love being promised in these verses was something the world could not see.
他讲到这个十七、十九，还有刚才二十二节讲到，他所讲到的这种亲密、这种爱，其实不是给整个世界的，是给属他的子民的。
That in this connection, the world does not know.
他是说这个世界上这个世人是不认识他的，也没有经历过的。
And so something that's promised here is something so personal, so intimate, so relational that the world cannot receive it.
这个是一个很个人的亲密的关系，是一种很特别的关系，是这个世界所不认识的。
Now, you and I know something about each other.
我们彼此之间可能有了解，有认识。
You know my name.
你知道我的名字。
And I know you're here and you're listening because I see your eyes blinking.
我看到你们在看，因为我知道你们在专心的
听。I'm hoping you're hearing.
我希望你真的是在听。
And for those who aren't quite sure, there's those little headphones so they can help you to better understand.
如果你要是不懂这种语言的话，你会带一个耳机可以帮助你理解。
And I'm blessed with a good helper to help me help you understand.
所以我们还有翻译。
My wife and I are missionaries to Haiti. We were there over Easter Sunday.
我们上个这个复活节，我跟我太太在海地。
And when I'm there, she's my interpreter as well. In that case, in the language of Creole.
然后在那儿呢，我太太就是我的翻译，讲当地的一种语言。
And I think about that relationship that while I know you, I really don't know you. And while you may know me, my name, you don't really know me, do you?
就像我们之间的关系，我知道你，你也知道我的名字，但是我们好像又不真正的很了解。
I'm afraid there's a lot of people today who are going to church and maybe even now are in church who know about Jesus, but they don't know Jesus.
就是我就真的是想说，可能很多人来教会，甚至就是已经是教会的成员了，他们可能是知道关于耶稣，但是并不真正知道耶稣。
Some of them attended service 2 weeks ago on Easter Sunday, and was there because it was the Resurrection Sunday, it was Easter, but that's the last time they'll be there probably till Christmas.
所以有一个人呢，他上个星期我在海地的时候，在那个复活节见到他，那是为什么呢？因为是复活节，可能我们再也见不到他，直到圣诞节才能再次见到他。
And so Jesus is saying, there is something wonderful and gracious. I want you to understand if you'll come to know me and if you'll follow my ways and obey my commands.
主耶稣说，如果你认识我，你跟随我的话，那有一些很棒的，就是说一些很有恩典的事情会发生在你的生命中。
The second thing we're seeing here is those who do receive these gifts, these promises of love, are not simply called Christians or believers. They're described four times at least here on those who love Jesus.
他所讲的这些应许呢，不单单是说就是基督徒，而是讲到说这些爱主耶稣的人，这些应许是给这些人的。
Verse 15 and 16.
第十五节、第十六节讲。
If you love me, you will keep my commandments.
说你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。
I'll ask the Father, He'll give you another helper to be with you forever.
说我就求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在。
Verse 21.
21节
Whoever has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me.
有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的。
And he who loves me will be loved by my Father.
爱我的必蒙我父爱他。
This is not a love that God has for the world. This is a personal, intimate, relational, affectionate commitment, committed love from the Father only to those who love Jesus.
这是一种很个人的、很非常亲密的这种爱、这种关系，是只对那些爱主耶稣的人所有的。
Last Sunday, I had the privilege of speaking to the young people.
上个星期天呢，我在这个年轻人，就是咱们教会的 youth 里面讲道。
I had a good time. I hope they did too, but I enjoyed being with them.
我很高兴跟他们在一起，我觉得我在那个时间很好，我希望他们也喜欢，就是跟我在一起的时间。
And I love them.
我爱他们。
But I have three children.
我有三个孩子。
And we have...A son-in-law and two daughter-in-law.
我有两个儿媳妇，有一个有一个女婿。
And I have another son and daughter who I'm blessed with because of being married to Mrs. Hobbs here.
因为我的太太呢，我后边又有一个儿子跟女儿。
She adopted a little girl in Haiti many, many years ago, and that little girl now is my daughter because we are married, and so I'm glad to claim her as my own.
她在海地呢，收养了两个孩子。这个女孩现在长大了，也是因为她我太太收养她，所以她现在也是我的孩子。
And we have 14 grandchildren.
我们一共呢有14个那个外孙或者孙子呗。
Now, so I tell you, I love those young people last week, and I love them this morning, and I love you.
我很爱我们的年轻人。
I mean that.
我真的是爱他们。
If there's something you needed and you were close by, if I could help, I'd be glad to do so.
如果你说正好你在附近，你需要帮忙，我很愿意帮助你。
But I've got to be honest and tell you something.
但是我要对你们那个坦白相告。
Those 10 grandchildren who are in Alaska.
但是我那个十个在阿拉斯加的那个我的那个孙子。
Cold Alaska.
在非常非常冷的这个阿拉斯加。
And those sweet daughter-in-laws of mine.
是我的那个儿媳妇的。
My two sons.
我两个儿子，他们都在阿拉斯加。
As well as our children who are in Pennsylvania.
还有我在那个宾夕法尼亚州的孩子。
And here in Florida.
还有在佛罗里达的
孩子。I have a special love for them that goes deeper than just what I told you when I said I love you.
就是说，我对他们的爱是很特别的。那个爱呢，是比较说我爱你这种，就对你们这个爱呢会更深。
Why?
为什么呢
？Well, partly because we are family.
为什么呢？因为首先呢，我们是一家人。
We've been through a lot of things together.
我们经历很多事情。
Disciplines.
我们有一些受管教。
And diapers.
然后那时候呢，给他们换尿布。
And troubles.
然后还有好多麻烦。
And counseling.
然后要辅导他们。
And correction.
然后再纠正他们。
Good days, bad days.
好日就是觉得好的日子，不好的日子。
And I've watched them as they have grown up and they've.Follow the Lord Jesus.
我就看他慢慢长大，然后他们现在在跟随神。
Because there's a time they came in their life and confessed their need of having Jesus and asked His forgiveness, and He forgave them.
然后当然他们自己要到神面前，他们要跟主耶稣承认他们的罪，求主耶稣进到他们的心里。
And Jesus says, in essence, the same thing. In fact, verse 23, Jesus said, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him."
主耶稣在23节讲到说，人若爱我，就必遵守我的道，我父也必爱他。
We understand Romans 5 and 8, Paul says that God shows his love for all of us. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
在罗马书五章八节说，神对我们的爱就是 唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
He didn't wait for us to love him before he said, okay, I'll die for you. No, no, no. Before we ever knew him, before we ever were born, he died that we could be here this morning to enjoy his peace.
就在我们还不认识他之前，甚至在我们还没出生之前，他就爱我们，为我们决定要为我们死，已经为我们死了。
Here's another glorious truth in verse 21.
在二十一节，这也是一个很荣耀的真理。
Whereas my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me.
就说有了什么样的人是爱主耶稣，就是有了他的命令又遵守的，这样的人才是爱他的。
And he who loves me will be loved by my Father.
爱我的必蒙我父爱他。
Or again that 23rd verse, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, my Father will love him.
就说如果你爱神的话，你就会遵守神的道。
In other words, God's love precedes and enables us to love the way we should.
神的爱在我们心里工作，让我们能够去爱他。
God responds to that love and loves us with a personal, intimate, caring love as he's committed to us through his Son.
神就会回应我们这种爱，是他在我们心里工作。
And those are the two basic introductory observations I said I wanted to share with you. And the promise of these verses are not for the world. They can't see them. They can't know them. Or experience them, this love is for those who love Jesus.
这是我所讲到的，将对这个爱的两种解释，就是解释，这他的爱，耶稣对我们的爱，跟对这个世界的爱是不一样的，因为这个世界不能接受神的礼物，因为不认识他。
So I was coming down, as we were coming down the highway at 95 this morning.
今天早晨我开95，从95过来。
I think my speedometer is all right.
我觉得我的那个测速表是对的。
And I was doing a little above 65, about 70, 72.
我大概是限速是65迈，我大概开的是70迈或者72迈。
And I was being passed by everybody on both sides. I was being passed.
然后那天我开70迈，其实两边的车都在超我的车。
Something wrong with my speedometer? What's wrong here? They're all passing me.
然后我就说，哎，怎么回事？怎么我开的已经不慢了？为什么大家都还在超我呢？
But I was thinking of those not just because they're speeding by, but I'm thinking about, I wonder where they're going.
然后我就看他们不单单这样开，我在想这些人都去哪儿呢？
I wonder how many of those people know and love Jesus.
我就想说，从我旁边开过的这些人，有多少人认识耶稣、爱耶稣呢？
We're traveling 35, 40 minutes, 45 minutes to church to be with people to worship together and sing and pray and praise the Lord.
我们开四十分钟或者更长的时间来到这里，就要跟神的子民在一起，我们来敬拜他，来歌唱他。
Do those speeding by me have any clue about what this is about today, about worshiping Jesus?
他们就在我旁边这些人，他们开车，他们有没有就是也是像我们一样去敬拜神呢？或者他们有没有任何概念？今天是 Sunday， 今天是星期天，要去敬拜神。
There's two more questions.
还有两个问题。
What does it mean to love Jesus?
爱主耶稣意味着什么呢？
And what are we promised if we do love Jesus?
就是如果我们爱主耶稣，我们的应许是什么？什么样的应许？
Jesus tells us four times that his love is of such a nature that it results in the keeping of Jesus' commandments.
就是这里主耶稣有四次讲到说他的这个爱的本质呢，会让我们能够有能力去遵守他的道。
Or better stated, his word.
我们最好是就是行在就是在他的行在他的道中。
Look at that again in the scripture.
在我们再看这个第十五节。
Verse 15.If you love me, you will keep my commandments.
所以呢，当你爱主耶稣，说你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。
Verse 21.
21节。
Whoever has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me.
有了我的命令又遵守了，这人就是爱我的。
Verse 23.
23节。
If anyone loves me, he will keep my word.
人若爱我，就必遵守我的道。
Verse 24, whoever does not love me does not keep my words.
24节讲到说，不爱我的人就不遵守我的道。
And the first thing to notice is that loving Jesus is not the same as keeping his commandments.
第一个你知道说，爱主跟他单单遵守他的道是不一样的。
It actually precedes and gives rise to the keeping of his commandments.
就是说你这个爱呢，是因为你有这个爱，才能够帮助你去爱，去遵守他的道，
so、keeping,
才能让你能够遵守他的道。
Keeping his word is really, friends, the result of loving him.
遵守他的道是爱他的一个结果。
And in verse 15 says it like this, if you love him, the result will be that you will keep my commandments.
这个如果你爱主耶稣的话，这个结果就是你
会遵守他的道。The result will be that he will keep my word.
如果你爱主耶稣，这个很自然的一个结果出来就是你会遵守他的话。
So, what is this love for Jesus that gives rise to the keeping of the commandments of Jesus?
这到底这个什么意思呢？就是你爱主耶稣就会遵守他的道。
Jesus had no defects.
主耶稣当然是他是没有任何，他是完美无缺的。
He had nothing wrong with him.
他身上你找不出来任何缺点。
So we cannot and dare not love him graciously the way God loves us in that we dare not love him with a love that overcomes some kind of fault or ugliness or imperfection.
所以我们对他的爱呢，不需要就是说像神对我们这样，就是说你要看到这个人身上有毛病、有缺点，你还要去爱他。主耶稣，我们可以爱他，因为他身上没有任何
问题。No. Love for Jesus is entirely deserved.
然后你对主耶稣的爱是完，他完全配得的。
He is infinitely worthy of our love.
他是真的是无限的配得我们的爱。
He is perfectly lovely.
他是完美无缺的，完全可爱的。
He is loved not in spite of what he is, but because of what he is.
不单单是因为他为我们就是做的，而是因为他本身他本身这样的完美就配得我们的爱。
So that means to me that love for him is a response to beauty and greatness and glory.
我们对他的爱呢，就是因为我们看到他的美、他的伟大、他的这个威严，我们所以这个会引起来我们对他的爱。
It's not a response to a need or weakness or defect.
不是说我们对他爱看到一些好像一些比较有问题的，或者比较我们觉得比较可怜的、比较软弱的人的那种爱。
To me also means that love for Jesus is pleasurable, joyful, wonderful.
你对神的这个爱是很就是让你很喜悦、很兴奋的。
It's desiring him, my friends, because he is desirably, infinitely desirable, rather.
因为他真的是非常的，就是他是他是完美无缺的，所以我们对他的这种喜悦，我们对他的这种向往是配得的。
It's admiring him because he is worthy of admiration.
我们来爱他，我们来敬拜他，是因为他配得我们这一切。
It's treasuring him because he is the greatest of all treasures.
因为他是那种最大的财富、最大的财宝，所以我们会把他当成珍宝。
What brings you enjoyment?
什么能让你觉得有喜悦呢？
I mentioned about having those grandchildren. I love to be with our grandchildren.
我当然想到我的孙子，我真的很喜欢跟我的孙子待在一起。
Living in Hope Sound, just a few miles from us, is our son and daughter and their nearly five-year-old girl.
然后在离我们家很近的我住的地方呢，我有一个有一个儿子跟一个女儿。
Couple of weeks should be five.
然后有个小外孙，他大概有个孙子
是
五岁，外孙女的五岁，她非常聪明。
She is so cute.
然后她很可爱。
And she's saying all kind of phrases now.
她现在就开始讲各种各样的话。
She's been in pre-K this year.
她今年呢是在那个大概是学前班。
She's able to start writing her name now.
然后她现在也开始可以写她的名字了。
She count up there to 100 and some in numbers, 1, 2, 3, 4, all the way up.
然后她数数可以数到100以上了。
And we get amused, her grandma and I, as we listen to her talk.
我们就听她讲话，我们就觉得哎呀很开心。
Because she has in her back of her mind some memories of some things that she's heard before that she didn't realize she was listening to or hearing.
Yeah, 有的时候在她里面她会讲一些话我们以为她没有在听其实都听到了在她的那个记忆里有。
And she'll just come off and tell you about them.
然后她就会讲一些事情她听到的事情告诉你。
She brings us joy and pleasure.
她真的是给我们带来很大的快乐和。
But there's been times she's not been that kind and sweet.
但有的时候他也不是那么可爱，也不是那么甜。
There's been times when she's been whiny and
有的时候
他
就哼哼，他就哼哼在那儿发脾气。
I don't like whining.
我不喜欢听那个小孩哼哼。
And she doesn't get what she wants because she whines and pouts and cries for it.
他有时候发嘴撅脾气，发脾气撅嘴发脾气，然后那个在那儿哭，然后我们就不会放弃，我们就不给他。
If she was whining, then.I want something to drink.
然后他有时候用一种哼哼的口气就说我想喝那个东西。
Oh, my, I say, I'm so sorry we don't have someone here who's happy and joyful to get a drink. We can't give something to drink to whining people and fussing people. Sorry.
然后我就说哦我们这里面没有一个很可爱的会高高兴兴的一小孩可以喝饮料。我们这个 whining 的小孩这种爱哼哼的小孩发脾气的小孩是没有饮料可以喝的。
Now, if you can have a smiley, happy face,
如果你可以有一个笑笑的脸
nice,
然后你可以好好的讲话。
We probably can find something to drink.
也许我们能找到一些东西给你喝。
You know what?
你知道听什么吗
She changes.
然后他马上就改变了。
Amazing.
真的是很。
She just somehow all of a sudden decides I'm thirsty enough, I better change my attitude.
然后到那个马上他可能到星期四他就说哦我最好改变我的态度。
She is right.
他是对的。
But I tell you friends, that's nothing like that about Jesus, is it?
但是呢主耶稣从来不会这样。
He brings us pleasure.
神带给我们喜乐。
And even when I have been disciplined by him, it was for my good.
他会管教我们，但是是为了我们的益处。
I remind us that loving Jesus is not a matter of doing excellent things.
爱主耶稣 不等同于去做那种很做很多的事情。
It's a matter of our delighting in the excellent, all-sufficient Savior.
你爱他，就是你对他，你真的是在他里面发现你所有的喜乐。
Jesus says doing excellent things like keeping my word is a result of delighting in that wonderful Savior.
主耶稣说，你去你做这些为主去做事情，做很棒的事情，你是因为爱他的缘故去做这些。
And I could ask us, and I will ask us, do you love him this morning?
我想问大家，今天早晨，
Do you really want him this morning?
你爱他吗？你真的想要他吗？
Do you desire him this morning?
你真的在心里边向往他吗？
Have you been enjoying him this morning?
你有没有享受他？
You know, really the significance of those questions is what you did before you got here to prepare your heart for our time of worship.
这个最重要的事情就是在你来到这个之前，你做了什么来预备你的心，来朝见他。
If we're just waiting before we come here to think, oh, I better get in my religious coat on here so I can go and be worshipful and be real sweet. No, that doesn't work.
如果你觉得说，哦，现在这个时间到了，我要穿上我这个要去教会的衣服，赶快准备好要去准备了，那个其实不是那样的。
It's worshiping at work, at school.
这个不是说到这边来。
At play.
这个跟那个是不一样，跟你去上学或者去一个表演是不一样，跟你去海滩是不一样。或者说你去参加一个
餐 shopping,
或者是买东西
All of life should be a matter of worshiping him as we progress through the course of that day.
就是在你过每天的生活做每件事情的时候你所有的都要去想到说去在敬拜他
When you read through the whole of Gospel of John looking for specific moral behavior commandments, what do you find?
当你读过整个约翰福音你看他的这个我们这个道德上的要求你发现什么呢
There's about two explicit commandments that you might call moral behavior commandments.
只有两点大概是讲到是对我们这个行为上道德上的要求。
One is the new commandment to love each other as Jesus loved us.
第一个就是彼此相爱像主耶稣爱我们一样。
That's in John 13, 34 and 35.
这是在约翰福音13章34节。
And the second command to Peter was,
命令就是
in John 21, feed my sheep.
第二个他是给那个彼得的说你喂养我的羊。
But Jesus did not say, if you love me, you will keep my moral commandments or my moral behavior commandments.
主耶稣不是说如果你要爱我的话你就会遵守我在这个道德上的这些规则。
He said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments.
主耶稣是说如果你爱我你就会遵守我的道。
So again, if you read through the Gospel of John and you find it's lots of commandments like, receive me,
像那个这个约翰福音有很多命令，比如说第十五章说你要接受我。
Chapter 1 verse 43, follow me.
在第一章四十三节说若爱他的接在一章第四十三节讲到说若爱我就会接受他。
To the crippled man in chapter 5 verse 8, it was get up.
第五章第八节对那个瘸腿的人就说你站起来。
Chapter 11 verse 43, to Lazarus, it was Rise, Lazarus, come forth.
对十一章里边讲到，对拉萨路说，拉萨路，你出来。
Chapter 12, verse 36, believe in the light.
第一个就说要相信这个光，在十二节、三十六节。
Chapter 14, verse 1, believe in God.
在下边就讲到说要相信神。
14:11, believe in me.
14:11讲到说你们要信我。
Chapter 15, verse 4, abide in me.
第二就说住在我里边。
Chapter 15, verse 7, ask whatever you wish.
第七节讲到说你们若藏在我里边，凡你们所愿意的祈求就给他们成就。
John 15:9, abide in my love.
第二就说要你们要藏在我的爱里。
And chapter 20, verse 22, receive the Holy Spirit.
要接受受圣灵。
These are the commandments that are all over the Gospel of John.
这个就是约翰福音里边所有的这些命令。
Now how does that confirm the way we have understood the love for Jesus in John 14?
这个到底是怎么样来帮助我们能够来理解说
if
你们要
you
爱我
me,
遵守我的命令。
You will keep my commandments.
如果你们爱我就必遵守我的命令。
Because if the commandments in the Gospel of John are overwhelming, such as receive, believe, ask, and abide,
因为在这个约翰福音里面讲到就是说你们要接受要住在我里边。
Then it makes perfect sense that Jesus would say, if you love me, if you desire me, if you delight in me, if you treasure me, you will receive me, you will believe me.
如果你爱我如果你真的是就是向往我如果你真的在我里边如果你真的是以我为珍宝那你就会接受我然后你就会住在我里边。
So this is more than just saying something.
这个不单单是说你在讲用嘴巴讲的话。
I can tell you I'm the governor of Florida.
我可以告诉你说，哦，我是佛罗里达的州长。
And you just smile.
然后你就笑一笑。
Why?
为什么？
Well, because I have no proof that I am.
因为我没有任何证据来证明我就是佛州的州长。
In fact, you've even had to take my faith what I've already told you. I'm a father of three children.
但是我刚才告诉你说我有三个孩子的时候。
And that we have 14 grandchildren.
我有14个孙子和外孙。
Some of you have met my oldest son, Daniel.
有些人还见过我儿子那个老大 Daniel.
His wife, Carol, and their five children.
然后他们有五个孩子。
Some of you have not, so you have to take by faith that Pastor Hobbs says he's got three children. I don't see them. I don't know if he's got them or not. I don't have a clue.
所以呢，你们要相信我的话呢，你们是要有信心的，就相信我说我有五个孩子，然后有十四个那个孙辈。
Told us about all those cute grandchildren and all the wonderful grandchildren he's got, but I don't see them. I don't know.
你没有见过我的这些孙辈，但是你们可以看，你们要相信。你们虽然看不到他，但是你要凭信心相信。
But that's not how Jesus operates.
但是这个不是主耶稣的爱。
Yes, he says you take this by faith in the sense believe who I am, because none of us have ever seen Jesus. He's never walked through these church doors and said, "Can I sit with you this morning? Can I sit down with you?"
所以我们对主耶稣的这个信这个爱呢，就要是凭信心来的。我们没有一个人真的是亲眼见过主耶稣。
But we know him because of the things he has done in our lives and how he has blessed us.
我们认识他是因为他在我们生命中所做的这一切事情。
And when we came to him by faith, he has forgiven us of our sins.
当我们凭着信心来到他面前的时候，他会赦免我们的罪。
And you who have done that, let me come to our conclusion as we talk about the fact of what he's promised if we love him.
这个神，如果我们爱他的话，神对我们的应许是什么呢？
Just a few hours before he goes to be away from them, to go to die for them.
就在这几个小时，主耶稣要为他们的罪死的时候。
The promise he gives up and sums is this: the Father,
主耶稣对我们的应许
是这样的。The Holy Spirit,
就是说圣父圣灵。
And I will be with you forever.
我还有圣子会和你们同
在。We'll never forsake you, no matter where you are.
我们永远不会撇弃你们。
But just to say that, Jesus piles up an amazing array of expressions. I want us to see a few of those together this morning.
主耶稣的表，他就用一个用另外一种方式来表示。
It was in our reading, verse 16.
让我们再看十六节。
I will ask the Father, and He will give you another Helper.
我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师。
To be with you forever.
就叫他永远和你们同在。
Now, this is not that heavy this morning, but this weighed a lot.
这个东西当然跟我们不是很重，假设这个东西就是很重，500磅。如果我说哦，你来把这个东西把它搬一下，500磅，你试一试，然后你就使劲想要去把这个东西给挪开，然后我就会说你来帮我，你来，然后他就不愿意来帮我，然后他就过来 ，maybe you can。然后他们一起，然后我就说你可以帮我，他说可以，然后我们就把他搬走。
那
谢谢，我自己做不到的。
He came alongside of me.
他就过来帮我。
Yes, yeah, you did a good job. Thank you.
他就过来帮我。
My dear friends, sometimes people come to Jesus and they think He's just given me this big burden to take the rest of my life.
然后有时候我们到主耶稣面前就觉得主耶稣给了我一个500磅很重的包袱要我们背。
Somehow I gotta bear this burden by myself.
然后我就觉得说我要自己来背这个重担。
And Jesus is telling him here this 16.
主耶稣对我们说，
no,
不是这样的。
I'm gonna go back to the Father.
我要去父那里，我回到父那里去。但是你并不是说你就是。
Because the Helper, the Holy Spirit, is going to be with you.
你的这个保护者，这个帮助者会和你同在。
Not just alongside of you, He's going to live inside of you.
不单单在你旁边，而且他会住在你里面。
So when you need help with problems you can't understand or take care of,
当你面对问题你自己没有办法解决的时候。
When you go to the doctor and he says, "I'm sorry to tell you, you've got that big C word. You've got cancer."
如果你去医生那，医生告诉你说很不好的消息，你得到那个病症，那个癌症。
Or you get a text message about some disaster that's happened or some tragedy that's taken place.
然后你就会不会给别人送信息？今天早上有一个很不幸的事情发
生了。Or someone tells you that there's some bad situations taking place in someone's family. There's a divorce or there's separation. There's anger. Horrible things happening.
或者有些人来告诉你说有一个家庭发生了很不幸的事情，吵架，要离婚，要分居。然后有一些很重的负担，你自己是背不起来的。亲爱的朋友，
if you know Jesus,
如果你认识主耶稣，
if you have personally come to that relationship with him that he's asked us to do,
如果你有个人的关系,
something wonderful happens.
这个时候会有一些很奇妙的事情发
生。He may never have stepped at your door and knocked at your door at your house to say, can I come in and we have some tea together?
他不会说在门口敲你的门说哦，你可不可以开门我们一起喝茶。
But this morning he's been helping us.
今天早上他在帮助我们。
As I'm sharing with you, he's helping me to share what he wants me to tell to you, and he gets the glory and the praise and the honor for this.
他就今天早晨他在帮助我他也让我告诉你说他会因为他帮助我他得到这个荣耀
Verse 17 Even the spirit of truth
讲到说
Whom the world cannot receive
就是真理的圣灵
Because it neither sees him nor knows him
世人不能接受的因为不见他也不认识他
You know him
但是呢你们认识他
For he dwells with you and will be in you
因为他常与你们同在也要在你们里面
The helper
他是这个帮助
者 The Holy Spirit
这个圣灵这位帮助者
And he's the spirit of truth
他是真理的灵。
That is, he will help you by opening your mind, your heart,
他会帮助你打开你的心
to all the glorious truth that the scriptures reveal to us about Jesus.
他会打开你的心灵让你看到神在圣经里所向我们所启示的真理。
Verse 18, I will not leave you as orphans.
我不会撇下你们为孤儿。
I will come to you.
我会必到你们这里来。
My wife and I, 2 weeks ago, we were at the orphanage that we are in, helping to be in charge of in Haiti.
我们两个星期前我们去看我们在海地的那个孤儿院是当时我们在管理这个我们在管这个孤儿院
We go in several times a year and sometimes we've been in there over Christmas or during the Christmas time
我们会在那里边 很长时间有时候圣诞节我们在
那里过 Since we weren't able to go in this Christmas we sent in several bucketfuls of goods some 5 gallon buckets with shoes and clothes and goodies to be given to them
然后我们上个星期因为上一个圣诞节我们不能去所以我们就送了五大箱的东西就是衣服啊糖啊还有好多东西
Several of those in that orphanage have no family at all
有很多这孤儿院的孩子根本就没有任何亲人
Most all of them have no father or mother
很多孩子也没有爸爸也没有妈妈
So they're at the mercy of the ones who have taken them in
所以他们就在就是说看看谁能够把他们领回家
We have had for quite a while now a Good Samaritan Fund from which we help take care of needs that are there which are always very big and plentiful
我们有一个好撒玛利亚人的一个基金那我们就可以帮助来照顾他们
And we're working on a building that's there for them so they can have even better housing and things of that sort from time to time
然后我们也在那想建一个房子这样的孩子住的
But when we go in there
可以好一些
we treat them as if they were our own sons
当我们到那时候我们对他们就像对我们自己的孩子一样
we don't tell them come over here sit down
然后我会
的
说你过来
one of the boys name is Lacroix
那个小孩叫 Lacroix
let me tell you something Lacroix
他说我给不是给 Lacroix 说
I'm not your daddy
我不会对他说哦 Lacroix 你要知道你不是我不是你爸爸你也不是我儿子
I'm gonna let you stay here in this house
但是我让你住在这儿
I'll let you eat some food outside
但是我让你你可以住在这儿但是你在外边你可以吃点东西
And I may buy you a pair of shoes if you'll be a good boy
如果你做一个乖孩子的话我可能还会给你买一双鞋
Will that make you feel accepted, warm and loved?
你觉得这样会让孩子觉得被接纳被爱吗
No,
不会的不会的
It would make him feel like I might as well kill myself, I might as well die, I might as well commit suicide or something.
这孩子觉得没有人爱我，还不如死了好了。
When you and I come to Jesus, my friends, he's not saying, all right, you come so far, but I'm going to keep you at arm's length. Don't you come closer. I'm holy, you're unholy. I'm righteous, you're unrighteous. Get over there. Stay right there, no further.
我们到主耶稣面前，主耶稣不会说对我们说，你最好你来到我跟前，你最好给我保持点距离，因为我是圣洁，你不圣洁，我是公义的，你不公义，所以你最好离我远一点。
He's the one who said, "Come unto me."
主耶稣说，到我这里来。
All you who are weary,
你们所有劳苦担重的人
heavy laden with those problems of life that you can't seem to burden, that's so strong you can't handle the pressure. Come, come.
所有担重担的人，你生命中有很多的重担，你自己都背不起来。所有这样的人，请你到我这，你可以到我这里来。
And that's good terms.
这是很好。
But if all he says is come, there's still no help.
如果他只是说你来吧
But he didn't stop there. He said, I will give you rest.
说我就必使你们得安息。
And so the joy of understanding this is that we're not orphans. I'm coming to you.
当你真正理解这句话就说我们不是孤儿他会到我们这里来
And he gives orphans what they need.
他也会给这些孤儿
What do they need? They need protection.
他会给孤儿什么？他会给他们保护。
They need provision.
然后给他们。
They need love.
他们需要这些。
They need guidance.
这些 orphan 呢？这些孤儿呢？需要什么呢？需要引导。
Oh, friend, Jesus will be all of that and far more in this life.
主耶稣对我们来讲，会给我们这些所有的一切更
多。He will not leave us without help.
他不会让我们孤孤单单的，没有任何帮助。
And then I think about that in relationship to the concept of why we're here together today.
为什么我们今天早上要再聚在这里呢？
Verse 21 said, He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him.
圣经上讲到说，二十一节讲到，有了我的命又遵守的，爱我的必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他，并且我们要向他显现。
Probably if I was to ask the question this morning of all of us, when you were growing up, did you have a good relationship with your earthly father?
我想问大家，就是说，当你长大的时候，你跟你的就是亲生的父亲有没有一个好的关系？
I won't ask you to raise your hand.
我不会让大家举手。
But I'm satisfied a crowd this size, not everybody could raise their hands. And yeah, yes, I did. I had a wonderful dad and good relationship.
我知道在这里面不会说所有人都举手说哦，我跟我爸爸关系很好。
Sometimes the father was brutal or mean.
有些爸爸呢是很残忍的，非常的刻薄。
He didn't affirm you. He didn't show his love to you.
他也不肯定你，他不肯定你，也不向你显示他的爱。
You long for him just to come and kind of put his arm around you and say, "I'm so glad you're my daughter."
我你很希望说他能够拥抱你说你是我的孩子，你是我的女儿或者儿子，我很爱你。
Of all the boys and girls in the world, I'm so glad that Jesus gave you to me.
你很高兴的，你很希望你的爸爸说，世界上这么多孩子，但是神把你给了我。
That would have been wonderful.
那样，如果你有那样的父亲，那是很棒的。
But that hasn't happened all the time, has it?
但是并不是所有的父亲都是这
样的。And you know, that really is a huge problem sometimes when it comes to the things we're talking about this morning of understanding a father's love.
所以在这里，这就是为什么有很大的问题。当我们讲到这个父亲的爱的时候
，We've been talking about what it means, and Jesus is saying what it means to love him.
主耶稣在讲到说什么？意味着就是爱他呢。
But if you've had your mind and head and heart so messed up because of a lack of good relationship with an earthly father, it's hard to connect with a heavenly father at times.
如果你跟你的因为你自己的本身的经历，你跟你的地上的父亲没有很好的关系，这个会让你很难理解对天父的大爱。
But he says in verse 23, to that question, why this manifestation will not be of the world, he says simply, it's for those who love me.
他的门徒说为什么不向世人显现呢主耶稣说这些呢是专门是对爱他的人他会向爱他的人显现
Anyone loves me, he'll keep my word and my father will love him and we'll come to him and make our home with him.
他说任何人爱我呢我和我的父亲就会向他显我和我的父向他显现并且要在他和他同住
My final words to you this morning, I love that concept there.
我喜欢我最最后这个概念讲的讲到说他和我们同住
We like to travel, we like to go various places in ministry and sharing, my wife and I, but there's nothing like coming back home.
我们有时候会出去宣教，我们去不同的地方，但是当我们回来的时候，没有一个地方像你自己的家。
And this word home is used only one other time in John.
在这个约翰福音另外一个地方讲到这个同
住，讲到这个
家，是在那个第二节。
He said, my father's house are many rooms or mansions.
在我的父的家里
Same word as home is in verse 23.
这个住处其实就是家的意思。
If it were not so,
but I've told you,
that I go to prepare a place for you,
若是没有，我就早已告诉你们了。
Simply means if you love me and keep my word,
如果你爱我，遵守我的道，
my father and I will come to you,
我和我的父会到你那里去。
And all your suffering and trials give you heaven on earth.
这个你所有的这些痛苦跟你的跟你的试炼，最后会让你觉得
There is a heaven to,
在这里就说是在天如在在地如在天。
There is a hell to shun, and Jesus talked more about hell than he did about heaven. Quite honestly,
然后也讲到主耶稣说有个天堂，我们应该
向往。Because he doesn't want anybody to go there.
有个地狱我们要避免，因为
And he's made provisions from what we've been reading this and seen from the scriptures this morning. We don't have to go to the wrong connection, the wrong place.
主耶稣说讲地狱比讲天堂更多，因为主耶稣讲这些就是让我们去向往天堂。他也为我们预备了住处。
But before we get to that end, when our last breath has been drawn, the joy of knowing we have His presence with us here and now today.
如果在我们最后 呼吸到人生最后一口气的时候，但是我们可以有这种喜乐，知道神今天和我们同在，他和我们同住。
There's a song in your hymn books we're going to close with that I think summarizes all of what we have been singing about.
307首，叫他基督复活。基督复活。
I'll just speak the words and you'll be singing just a moment.
音响麻烦打一下那个字幕，如果字幕上要是没有出来的话，可以看那个307。
I serve a risen Savior.
就是他复活307。他应该会后边如果没有字幕，就请大家翻到这里。
He's in the world today. I know he is living, whatever men may say.
他今天不管说人说人怎么说，我知道他仍然活着。
I see his hands of mercy.
我看到他。
I hear his voice of cheer.
我听到他的声，他的词，他的词声。他手势怜悯。
And just the time I need him, he's always near.
每次当我需求他。
Second verse, and all the world around me, I see his loving care.
在我所处环境中，
And though my heart grows weary, I never will despair.
虽然有时心烦恼, I know he's leading, 但我绝, 绝不失望,
through all the stormy blast,
我知救主,
the day of his appearing will come at last.
冲破狂风怒潮,
no wonder the third verse I like, rejoice, rejoice, oh Christian,
众生应当欢喜快乐,
lift up your voice and sing,
都当扬声歌唱,
eternal hallelujahs to Jesus Christ
the King. 永, 永归基督君王,
it's the hope of all who seek him,
他是寻者的盼望,
and the help of all who find,
又是求者力量,
none other is so loving, so good and kind.
仁慈善良.
Let us stand together as we share this closing song,
and
rejoice in the fact that if anyone loves him,
如果有人爱他,
we'll keep his word. God bless you today.
让我们大家一起来唱这首歌, 基督复活。
大家请坐。我们下面花两分钟时间。